News Radio KMAN and Focus continuing on here on a Monday morning. As we're talking with members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, we've got the power couple of Chuck and Melody Sexton, yes. The president and publicity here with the coalition, and always a pleasure to have you guys on. Of course, November 11th is Veterans Day, and you guys do a lot for activities here in Manhattan. But I know it goes beyond just Veterans Day. There's a lot of things you do throughout the year.
Oh, indeed there is, Brandon. I'm just still recovering from the power couple. It's kind of like Jay-Z and Beyonce here.
No. We do not own this town.
No, we don't own the town.
Yet. Anyway. Anyway, yeah, I'll take
it. Yeah, go ahead.
So Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, I was telling you during the break how much I really love this organization because it's about good works in the community, supporting veterans. It's not only spreading the message of patriotism and appreciation for our military and the mission that our service members do of all branches, but it's also about being of assistance when needed and having that availability. So we to help. So we have we do scholarships throughout the year for veterans.
It's kind of neat. We have various scholarship funds at K-State and Manhattan Area Technical College and at Manhattan Christian College. Mm-hmm. And those are available to veterans. Yeah. And it's pretty sizable. And if you go to the websites of any of these institutions, you'll find where those applications are, and it's $1,000, so you can't, that's nothing to sneeze at. And it's primarily focused on those veterans who have need through whatever, whether it's a financial need of some sort, and it's just to help them out because they helped us out as a nation. So it's once again our way of giving back to the community. And there are so many people, disabled American veterans in Junction City is a big contributor to that scholarship fund. Mm-hmm. And so it brings in all those members of the Flint Hills. I know throughout your listening, we focus a lot on Manhattan, but the reality is it's all the different communities surrounding in here in our lovely Flint Hills. So we do the scholarship thing. We do assistance projects at veterans' homes for mobility.
We've worked with Habitat for Humanity. I used to work for Habitat for Humanity here in Manhattan, and we've done projects and partnered with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition to build wheelchair ramps, to widen doors. But there's also projects that might be of an emergency nature, and we do have some funding for that. So we're really out in the community throughout the year, and not just on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Doing Veterans Day is we love our veterans. This is the importance, but throughout the rest of the year, we're actually showing our love for veterans and doing what needs to be done.
Yeah, that's such a great thing. And Habitat for Humanity is, give them a shout out. That's such a great organization. That always brings a tear to your eye when you see that come to fruition, when they have a project that is there to help somebody, especially if it's a veteran or just somebody in need. It's just
anybody in need.
I'm not with Habitat anymore, but they still have a big place in my heart. I'm happy to give them a shout out anytime I can. They're terrific.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the foundation, the Armed Forces Community Foundation, and their Stand to Match Day they're having on November 11th.
Yes, this is actually a relatively new organization in our community, which is a resource for funding for veterans issues. It's the Armed Forces Community Foundation, and they work very closely with GMCF, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation.
Bill Turner, right?
Bill Turner. And they're having, and I think this might be their first one.
Yeah, this is the first one. This is their inaugural year as the veterans.
Yes.
To have a specific organization focused on veterans-related causes and veterans-related charities.
And hopefully the audience is familiar with Grow Green Match Day, which does this for nonprofits in April. This is called Stand to Match Day on November 11th. So on Veterans Day, they are opening up a match event. It is a 50% match on all funds received for a specific organization on that day, on November 11th. So it, just like the other match day that they do in April, you can donate several ways. You can donate to, I would suggest, Flint Hills Veterans
Organization. That is the best. That is the best one to donate to.
I think so. Because we do a lot of good.
Yeah, we do. We're really good.
You can donate online at stand2matchday.com. Or you can go in person, which I think is really fun. You can just walk right over after the parade to Colony Square, which is 555 Points Avenue. And between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Veterans Day, you'll have a lot of great people there that can help you fill out and make that quick donation. It won't take you but a few minutes. And then if you're quarantining at home, that's fine. You can also send us a donation, as long as it's postmarked November 11th, you can send it to, and this is on the stand2matchday.com. You can send it to GMCF, make it out to GMCF, but be sure to put our name on there.
Yeah, Flint Hills Veterans Coalition.
That's right. And it's PO Box 1127 in Manhattan, and that's 66505. But I'm excited. No, it'll be interesting to see what we get this year. It's the very first year they've done this. Lot of great, great veterans organizations participating. Yeah. We belong to multiple.
Yeah.
But you know, we just do a lot of great work, and I'm very excited to see how that works, because that'll help us do even more. I'm very excited.
And a little bit of history and significance. Stand to the significance of that, for those who may not be aware, is when everybody wakes up and is ready to go. So that's why they pick Stand to.
I didn't know that.
Oh yes, well, there are many things.
I did not know that.
Did you know that, Brandon?
I did not, no.
Well, see there. And learning is fundamental.
Oh, my God.
There you have it.
Oh, my
God. But for those veterans out there, they know exactly the pain that's associated with Stand 2. Having to wake up very, very early and be ready.
Yeah, be ready. Be ready.
What's the earliest you woke up for any duty-related services there, Chuck?
Every day, Dave, he wakes up for duty-related services. I've got a long list.
It's my duty to love you, Dave.
Oh, my God. That's what it is. You're not going to be allowed on anymore.
I don't know. I don't get this kind of positive affirmation on a regular basis, so.
Okay, I'll let him back on.
We may just have the Chuck and Dave show.
We should.
Oh, my God.
No. Melody would listen, and that's one.
Ratings.
And your mom. And your mom.
And yes.
My immediate family is necessary.
But we have, at any rate, I wanted two more things, if I have time, to say. One more about the organization is we invite veterans in the area of any branch, and also civilians, patriotic civilians, to come and join us. Join us at our meetings. Those are listed on Facebook and on our website.
No dues.
And there's no dues. Thank you for stealing my thunder. That was where the big finish.
Thunder away, dear.
Right. Well, no, it's too late. It's all you ruined it. But there's no dues. So we have a well-oiled machine. I mean, sometimes you join organizations and they're a little bit floundering and they need a lot of help. We need a lot of help, but we're not floundering. We're flourishing.
Yep.
And fundraising is going incredibly well. This parade is just a lot of hard work by individuals, but it is well run.
The folks at the city and at the county and at the health department have been instrumental in making this thing come off.
Yes.
And they're trying to put that piece of normalcy back into our lives, which we kind of need nowadays. You know, there's so many things that are going on this 20, you know, you've seen all the memes and all the write-ups about 2020, but this is that piece of 2020 that's like it should be. And like, things are back to as normal as they've ever been for me, which is very unusual, but things are back to normal in the community. And that's kind of cool.
And so we would like our veterans. We do need more members because we want their good ideas and we want to improve what we're already doing. We're not stuck in a rut. We're looking for expanding our horizons. So we would love to have people come and join us. The other thing I wanted to say real quick is the American Legion breakfast on Veterans Day. Free breakfast for all veterans. The American Legion is at 114 McCall Road in Manhattan. And if you come between 7 and 9, veterans can get a free breakfast. We're asking for a $5 donation for everyone else. Veterans. You can eat in. There's limited spaces eat in, or they're doing a takeaway box this year, which I think is going to be very popular. So you can stop by, order, and pick it up between 7 and 9. On
and it's not a C ration or an MRE.
No.
It's not SOS. It's good.
The Knights of Columbus are making it, and it's amazing. Yep. They do the best breakfast. So I wanted to invite everybody to come to the American Legion and 114 McCall Road.
Eat, then go stand out in the road and watch the parade.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's what I
do. Or you bring the box and you eat while the parade's going by. You could do that.
You could do that too. Yeah. Just remain socially distant.
That's right. Be distant.
Put your mask on if you're not eating.
I'm emotionally distant.
I'm not going to be on the radio with you anymore. Just not doing it.
You've ended it, Brandon.
There you go. Well,
oh my gosh.
We'll leave it there before we go any further.
Please leave it here.
We will have you guys on again, hopefully, next week on the radio, Chuck. Next Monday, we'll have the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition on once again to preview the parade and all the festivities going on Veterans Day. Thank you so much to Chuck and Melody Sexton. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Brandon and Dave. Thank you.
All right. We will continue in focus after this, talking with Manhattan Parks and Rec. Sydney Baker up next.